Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Have a great. We're going to have a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the publisher, the editor, and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com. He is the guy that revealed to us that the hokey pokey is really not what it's all about. And he's our good friend, Rich. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. After that introduction, I couldn't wait to hear what I was going to say.
And Rich, by the way, is a political operative. He spins to the right, as he says. He is of the Republican persuasion in the interest of full disclosure. Okay, Rich, you want to talk about immigration first or the debt ceiling debate first?
Let's do immigration, get that out of the way, because I think that fits into the second one. As you know, and we discussed, I think, on the air, certainly off the air, that one of the big issues that faced the Republican Party in the election last November was their absolute inability to attract Latino voters because they didn't have any way to speak to them. If you go back, Jim, to the debates, the primary debates, and I know we talked about this, I said, you know, I'm Jewish, and the way that they were talking about Latinos, I wasn't old enough to remember World War II, but I remember relatives talking about it. Republicans sounded very suspiciously like the kinds of words and phrases and attitudes we were hearing back then. And if I were a Latino, I'm not voting for you guys.
But you know, Rich, I was in Washington last May. And I heard Mitt Romney speak to the U.S. Chamber. Marco Rubio was there at the same time I heard him speak. Yeah. He literally announced his version of the DREAM Act, which wound up being co-opted by Obama, as you know. And in that speech, listening among those, I mean, I told people I look like one grain of salt among all these Latinos. You know, you could pick me out in a crowd. I was like the one wasp in there. You know, so anyway, there was like 150 of these business leaders. They loved what he had to say about what Romney had to say. So I was really surprised as you're explaining that they weren't able to do more. But didn't Obama co-opt Rubio's Dream Act ideas?
Yeah, well, Rubio was the best spokesman for it. But these ideas have been floating around for a long time. I worked for ex-Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison from Texas. These are ideas that she was trying to get people interested in. But the issue for Republicans, it wasn't what I mean. To take your point about Governor Romney, if he would have espoused those same ideas during the primaries, he never would have been the nominee.
Yeah.
Remember when Texas Governor Rick Perry talked about the fact that it made sense to give illegal aliens in-state tuition to colleges because if they're going to be there anyway, it's better that they be educated. And he had to back down from that because he was vilified by the other people on stage.
Well, so, what's the answer? What's going to happen, you think, this year?
Well, I think what's going to happen, the broad outlines, I haven't studied it closely enough to see where the holes are yet, but broadly speaking, people that are here illegally, and I don't know where the line gets drawn. Mm-hmm. They will have to undergo a background check for which they'll pay. They'll have to pay a fine, pay any back taxes, and these are people that have not been in trouble with the law. We're not
right, and they'll be and that'll get them on a path to citizenship.
That'll get them on a path. At least get them on a. You'll be allowed to.
But the back taxes. Well, I've covered this issue quite a bit with our immigration expert Tamar Jacoby.
And she and I
have debated this many times. I think the back taxes thing is a deal killer. I don't see the folks coming up with all those back taxes.
Well, I mean, you know, even people that were born here. I mean, if you get in trouble with the IRS, in recent years has been perfectly willing to work out a payment schedule.
So, well, or abate some stuff, because I mean I think your plan is a good one, and I think that's basically what I have said. We've got to realize that the 800 the elephant is in the living room. It's not going to go away. We're not going to export it. We're not going to repatriate it. It's here. We've got to do something with it. And to me, a path to citizenship makes the most sense.
Oh, I think so. Because you know what else? I think, Jim, when you look at things, and we think in terms of only Mexicans, but you know there are people from all over the Caribbean and Central and
right.
South America that are here. And the single most efficient method of foreign affairs,
right.
foreign aid, I mean,
yep.
is to let somebody work here for 6 or 8 months a year,
yep.
and then go home and spend that money
from their
pocket in their village. Yeah.
Quickly, Rick. Rich, is this going to be a bipartisan thing? Will it happen this year?
Yes, it will. I think it'll happen very
quickly.
And
so they'll hold hands, sing Kumbaya, and sign the papers?
I think so. I think they can get done by
I'd pay money to see that, wouldn't you, folks? 28 till. Right back. We're going to talk about the debt ceiling debate after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.